Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Seahawks, they overcame a 16-point fourth-quarter deficit to win 38-37 in a Thursday night overtime thriller over the Rams. That makes Seattle the new top seed in the NFC. After a Jackson Smith and Jigba touchdown catch made it 37-36 in overtime, the Seahawks went for two and the win, and they got it as Sam Darnold found Eric Saubert in the end zone. Seattle clinches a playoff berth with the win. Elsewhere, some key injuries in Saturday's NFC North showdown between the Bears and Packers. Chicago receivers Rome Odunze and Luther Burden have both been ruled out, while Green Bay's leading rusher Josh Jacobs is questionable and is expected to be a game-time decision. And Jacoby Myers leads the Jag in catches and receiving yards since his trade from the Raiders 6 games ago. He gets a 3-year extension with the team. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
December deal drops at Lowe's are wrapping up, but there's still time to snag something worth bragging about. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, and members save an additional $100 on a new and exclusive Samsung French door refrigerator, now just $18.99. Need new tools? Select tools and accessories are up to 45% off this week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/24. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets, and a D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And, of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 19th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles recognized as a just-served city. County Sheriff's Office releases video incident involving protesters and ICE agents. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog this morning, then partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The city of Paso Robles has been recognized as a Just Serve city. This recognition and acknowledgement comes from Just Serve, a global volunteerism platform sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Just Serve recognizes Paz Robles for its exceptional commitment to volunteerism and effective collaboration between community members and city staff. The award was presented by Floyd Butterfield during the city council meeting on Tuesday. He highlighted several large-scale volunteer projects in particular for the city, including volunteers spreading mulch at Larry Moore Park, about 130 volunteers simultaneously at Centennial Park and Uptown Family Park, and 20 Paz Robles High School students completing a mulch project at Veterans Park in October. Paz Robles is one of the 150 cities across the nation to receive this recognition. Volunteerism is deeply woven into the fabric of Paz Robles, Butterfield concluded. The county sheriff's office released two videos on their social media page depicting an incident on Sunday involving a group of protesters and ICE agents. In the video, the protesters can be seen and heard swearing at ICE agents, flipping them off, and holding various protest signs. The second video has them chanting, "ICE out of slow." The county sheriff's office says they are sharing this video to remind the public that this type of behavior is unacceptable and unlawful under Penal Code 602.1. The sheriff's office says employees should not be subjected to disturbances, obscene behavior, or foul language while carrying out their duties. Nipomo man arrested for sexually assaulting children. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The county sheriff's office responded to a report earlier this week regarding a child sexual abuse allegation. The sheriff's office conducted an investigation immediately, and two victims were identified, both females under the age of 14. The sheriff's office identified the suspect as 67-year-old Victor Manuel Villamedina of Nipomo and say the sexual abuse began years ago. The sheriff's office arrested Villamedina on Wednesday for multiple counts of lewd acts with a child under the age of 14, sexual penetration with a victim 10 years or younger, and aggravated sexual assault of a minor by force. The Atascadero Police Department will be conducting a DUI checkpoint tonight. The checkpoint starts at 6 p.m. and goes through 2 a.m. on Saturday. The checkpoint will be held at an undisclosed location, chosen based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. DUI checkpoints are conducted to promote public safety by taking suspected impaired drivers off the road. The Atascadero Police Department also reminds the public that driving under the influence is not just from alcohol. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal, and some prescription medications and over-the-counter drugs may interfere with driving. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo Range Improvement Association, will begin a prescribed burn today at Wasna Ranch. The burn will go through 679 acres of vegetation used to enhance natural resources, reduce fuel loading, improve rangeland production, and diversify vegetation structure. San Miguel's 35th Annual Christmas Light Parade will be held this Saturday, December 20th at 6 p.m., hosted by the San Miguel Fire Department. This beloved tradition marches down Main Street with lights, trucks, bikes, horses, and all sorts of holiday cheer. After the parade, you can meet Santa at the fire station. Hot chocolate for all will be served. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Seahawks beat the Rams 38-27. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday. Love the Chargers and Cowboys, then the Raiders and Texans, and finally the Bengals and Dolphins. In the NBA, yesterday the Suns over the Warriors 99-98, the Lakers beat the Jazz 143-135, Trailblazers over the Kings 134-133, the Thunder beat the Clippers 122-101. Tonight, the Spurs will face the Hawks, the Bulls will go against the Cavaliers, the Thunder will face the Timberwolves, and the Heat will go against the Celtics. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. A man steals a small plane from an airport hangar in Van Nuys and proceeds to crash it into an exterior wall. The owner of the flight school the plane was stolen from says the suspect isn't familiar to them.
No, no one we know. He fled, but I heard that he got caught.
A 37-year-old suspect arrested, booked for burglary and theft. Bail set at $150,000. Updated legislation closing a loophole in the state's plastic bag law. It'll prohibit all plastic checkout bags, including thicker versions previously marketed as reusable.
The plastics industry made the bags thicker, double the thickness, and called them recyclable and reusable. But unfortunately, they're not being recycled or reused. There's nowhere in California that can recycle them or that does.
Bill sponsors Senator Catherine Blakespear of San Diego. Major atmospheric river storm could disrupt Christmas travel. Forecasters calling for rain and snow through at least Christmas Day. Sacramento Valley could see up to 4 inches of rain. Placerville, Nevada City, and Sonora could see more than 6 inches. Jeff Scott, California News.
Take a deep breath and visualize. It's this weekend. You just won up to $100 instant Kohl's cash just because you were one of the first 100 in-store customers. Plus, you'll save big during the 48-hour holiday savings blitz. Visualize it all happening this weekend at Kohl's. No purchase necessary. While supplies last on 12/20/25 and 12/21/25. One card per household. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 21st. See store or kohls.com for details.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Young farmers and ranchers from across California convened December 6th through the 7th in Anaheim for the 2025 California Young Farmers and Ranchers State Conference, where agricultural leaders underscored the need to strengthen grassroots involvement and cultivate the next generation of industry advocates. We need diverse voices and perspectives to help share our future, not only the future of Farm Bureau, but of California agriculture as a whole, said California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas, a Glenn County farmer and rancher. Our young farmers and ranchers are important to feeder for our county Farm Bureau boards and for the leadership of the California Farm Bureau. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for K. John's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Fog this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-40s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with areas of fog early. Highs in the upper 60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Sunday, continuing all the way through Friday next week. 80% chance of rain on Tuesday, 65% chance on Wednesday, 75% on Thursday, 50% chance of showers on Friday. Low 60 Sunday, continuing to Thursday next week, 61 a week from today. Weather was brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve, making way for their new Cajon's collection. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Home sales rose last month, though the increase was just 0.5%, less than economists predicted. The National Association of Realtors says it's the highest level since February, though the number of listings slowed. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading for this month declined to 52.9. It's weaker than predicted. Carnival shares, though, up nearly 3% after a mixed quarter. Its earnings rose to a record this year. The forecast is optimistic, and Carnival is reinstated its dividend. Sony has purchased an additional stake in Peanuts Holdings, Snoopy, Charlie Brown, and Friends for $450 million. Sony now owns 80%. The family of Peanuts creator Charles M. Schulz will retain the remaining 20%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation, 805-400-8822.
Attention jewelry lovers and people who just really like shiny things. Something unthinkable is happening at K-John's Jewelry Company. We're having a liquidation sale. I know, we're shocked too. K-John's has always been proudly anti-discount. We don't inflate just to mark prices down. We don't even own any red stickers because we price fairly every single day. But now we're launching the wildest, the sparkliest inventory liquidation sale this side of the North Pole. Why? Well, we've been carrying designers we adore for years, but it's time for the next chapter. We're launching our very own K-John's designs. We're liquidating all existing inventory to make room, which means everything must go, like really go, like prices so low our accountant's crying over the calculator, low. And as a thank you to our amazing customers and community who've supported us over the years, this is your moment to own something extraordinary at discounts we will never offer again. Come in December 2nd through the 24th. Tell your friends, tell your neighbor, tell your dog, tell your neighbor's dog. K-John's Jewelry Company, where integrity meets, wait, is that the right price?
The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL. Let me line up for you this weekend. Pure Country starting at 6:05. And no Diane on the country store, but some specials concerning the trio and how Music City got its name. Jimmy will be in. Of course, Gary will be here for Jukebox Saturday night. Then our Sunday triple headers starting at 9:30, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the Old West, there were no police academies. As with today's subject, the training was quite often a hands-on program. By that we mean before they became a lawman, they were an outlaw. The family of Willard Christensen moved to Utah after they converted to Mormonism. At the age of 14, Willard got in a fight and, thinking he had killed his adversary, ran away from home. As a young boy, Willard fell in with bad company and started rustling cattle. While operating out of Utah's Robber Roost area, he got the nickname of the Mormon Kid. The Mormon Kid met Rose Morgan, fell in love, and got married. Wanting to develop a normal life, he and his partner in crime, Ty McCarty, started a cattle ranch. But this didn't last long. In 1892, the two of them went up to Washington and robbed a bank in which two citizens were wounded. Shortly afterward, they were arrested and put in jail. Just before their trial, they attempted a jailbreak by wrapping themselves in blankets and blackening their face to look like Indians. But it didn't work. Actually, the attempted jailbreak wasn't necessary because they were found not guilty. In 1896, Willard was involved in a shootout that could have been considered self-defense. But this time, he was tried, convicted, and sentenced to 5 years in prison. After his release in 1900, Willard settled down in Carbon County, Utah, where he used his earlier training to good effect by being elected Justice of the Peace and serving as Deputy Sheriff. Later, he was a Price, Utah policeman. That is, when he wasn't busy with his other job, that of bootlegging, Willard Christensen was able to live a full life, dying peacefully on December 21, 1938, at the ripe old age of 74. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Thank goodness, it's Pi Day, Renee.
I know. Everybody loves fry. Wait, what did you say, John?
I said, thank goodness, it's Pi Day.
Pi Day?
Exactly. Every Friday is Pi Day. We work hard all week and deserve a scrumptious piece of Lynn's pie. In fact, I'm treating myself to a piece of Olaliberry. I've worked hard and I deserve it.
Really? Well, if the size of that slice equals how hard we work, my piece of raspberry rhubarb would be twice that size.
There you go again. But there's no exaggerating the taste of this handmade Lynn's pie. Mm-mm. You really do make the best pie in the universe, honey.
The universe, John? Now who's exaggerating?
Oh, okay. The planet.
Happy Pie Day, everyone!
You can enjoy Lynn's pies at their farm and restaurants in Cambria, or bake one at home yourself. Find Lynn's ready-to-bake frozen pies at your local market or Costco in the freezer section.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more. The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The County Sheriff's Office released two videos on their social media page depicting an incident on Sunday involving a group of protesters and ICE agents. In the video, protesters can be seen and heard swearing at ICE agents, flipping them off, and chanting ICE out of slow. The Sheriff's Office says they are sharing this video to remind the public that this behavior is unacceptable and unlawful. The city of Paso Robles has been recognized as a Just Serve city from Just Serve, a global volunteerism platform sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This recognizes Paso Robles for its exceptional commitment to volunteerism and effective collaboration between community members and city staff. It is one of 150 cities across the nation to receive this recognition. Details of these and other stories coming up. Foggy early today, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, it's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. 30 days are up for the Department of Justice required to release files related to the late disgraced convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Those documents will come in all different forms, photographs and other materials associated with all of the investigations into Mr. Epstein.
Deputy U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche on Fox and Friends. The tipster, officials say, is a homeless man named John, led them to ID Claudio Nieves Valente.
He attended the same university as MIT professor Nuno Loureiro in Lisbon, Portugal, back in the 1990s. Nieves Valente is accused of murdering Loureiro in Brookline, Massachusetts, after committing the Brown University shooting, where authorities say he killed two and injured nine.
That is Fox's Nate Foy reporting from New Hampshire. America's listening to Fox News.
This December, experience Allegretto Vineyard Resort's monthly culinary tour of Italy, bringing the flavors of Lombardy, Italy to Paso Robles. Start your day with their golden Italian holiday bread with disaronno custard and whipped mascarpone. For lunch, enjoy slow-braised pork shanks served with saffron risotto and roasted vegetables. Dinner features rustic Italian favorites from cheese-filled fritters to wood-fired sausage with lentils and kale. Every Thursday and Friday, indulge in their four-course tasting menu, ending with a pear and chestnut tart with vanilla ice cream. Seating is limited, so make reservations. Come taste Italy only at Allegretto.
Experience holiday magic at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. This Saturday, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic this Saturday, 10 to 1 at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Around here, community isn't just something we say, it's something we live. When you shop with us, you're choosing real food from local people, supporting the farmers, bakers, and families who make this place home. Next time you're in, let us know what you think. Drop a suggestion in one of our comment boxes and let us know how we can make your shopping experience the best. For the holiday, we are featuring USDA Choice Creekstone Farm Standing Rib Roast, $13.99 a pound. And fresh from the butcher, we have thick cut hardwood smoked bacon, $5.99 a pound. We also have 80% lean ground beef, just $4.99 a pound. In our produce department, we have 5-pound bag russet potatoes, just 79 cents a bag. Sweet blueberries, just $2.99 for a 1-pound package. Also in the produce department, we have 3-pound bag of tangerines, just $2.49 a bag. In our service deli, hot and ready self-serve bar, just $7.99 a pound. Valley Fresh Market is located off Del Rio exit in Atascadero. It's real food from local people. See our ads at valleyfreshmarkets.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles, refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Well, we've had some clouds and some fog this morning, and it's going to be partly cloudy this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s, although clear tonight, but becoming cloudy and some fog early Saturday morning. Overnight lows in the mid-40s, sunshine and clouds mixed in on the Saturday with highs in the upper 60s, and as we head out to Sunday, we're going to have cloudy skies, low 60s, same on Monday, and the rains are coming. 75% to 80% later on Tuesday, low 60s on your Christmas Eve, with about a 50% to 60% chance of rain for Christmas. Low 60s, about a 75% chance of rain and some showers, maybe 50% to 60% a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down. 7:08 a.m., 4:53 p.m. We are at 45 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding their swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, once again, it's Open Mic Friday. You and, it's Darcia and Kenny. Both of them together here, and so enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing. You need them, they'll be there, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Saints.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh.
get you hopefully in the Christmas spirit there. Chris, is there any particular Christmas song that you like more than others?
Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, the old version.
I honestly don't know the versions off the top of my head, but I'm guessing it's the old version.
It's the female?
Yeah.
Brenda Lee.
Don't know her name.
Okay. She recorded that back in 59. And then two or three years ago, it went to number one for Christmas songs. Just think, after all those years. And she was ended up primarily a country singer. So anyway, Little Miss Dynamite. Oh, that's cool. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard on the news that they had some protesters and they filmed them or whatever, and they said that it was against the law. Did they get arrested?
The sheriff's office did not mention anything about anyone getting arrested.
Even though they said it was against the law.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know if unlawful literally means, you know, something you can get arrested for. I think it might just be a phrase or saying to say that it's disruptive, I guess, is the best way to put it.
But I don't know.
I don't know, honestly, if anyone got arrested from that.
Okay, I just wondered.
It didn't look like from the release that they stated anything specifically about arrests.
Hmm. All right.
But the question, I think
they should be.
Well, but the question is, okay, if they were interfering with the officers doing their job, isn't that warranted for arrest?
I would hope.
You can yell and call people names. Law enforcement, I don't think that's illegal. It's not right, and people that do that are garbage as far as I'm concerned, but that's where
we live.
Yeah,
they're garbage, all right. They're just a bunch of jerks.
You know, there's a... If you look at a picture, the picture or video of these people, I think you can pretty much judge the book by its cover.
Not pillars of society, huh?
Excuse me?
I said they're not pillars of society.
No, they just have that, this is my description, that look. They're not homeless looking or anything like that, but I think if you get a hold of the video or pictures of some of these, you'll probably come to the same conclusion.
Low-class citizens?
There's just a look that certain political groups or people seem to have, if you kind of get where I'm going.
I get you. Yeah, we can pick them out of a crowd, right?
Right. There you go. It's all you have to do is look. It's easy. Give it a shot.
Go ahead.
I say give it a shot and find out what happens. See if you come to the same conclusion I do.
Yeah. And the only other pet peeve I have right now is with the Board of Supervisors voting to do no oil production or whatever you want to call it off the coast. I didn't know they had control over that.
Well, they eventually won't because it's federal.
Yeah, and Trump wants to do it, so it should be done.
Well, it won't be that easy because I'm sure the state and the Coastal Commission will get involved.
Yeah, we do need lower fuel prices. It would be nice if we could get some more production.
It's two sides of the mouth of the government. Now, they want to push all this EV stuff and, you know, the AI and all that. But on the other side, they say, well, we don't have enough capacity to handle it. Okay, we don't have enough capacity to handle it. Thank you very much. We know that or knew it. And yet you don't want us to have access to more of our own oil. You'd rather deal with countries that hate us and want to do harm to us and get oil from them.
Yeah, well, they're hypocrites is what they are.
Well, yes, but morons.
Well, they're always morons.
Well.
You just made my day.
I just like to simplify things, sir. That's what I'm about. Yeah.
Okay, let me get off of here before I go crazy.
All right, okay, I got something here on the text. It says, found this on the floor of a coffee shop this morning. This is what ICE protesters carry in order to avoid having to have any interaction with them, laminated and everything. So it says here, it's I do not wish to speak with you, answer your questions, or sign or hand you any documents based on my Fifth Amendment right under the United States Constitution. I do not give you permission to enter my home based on my Fourth Amendment rights under the United States Constitution unless you have a warrant to enter signed by a judge or a magistrate with my name on it. And if that you do, slide under the door. I do not give you permission to search any of my belongings based on my Fourth Amendment rights. I choose to exercise my constitutional rights. These cards are available in to citizens and non-citizens alike. It doesn't say where they are available from. So, didn't mention what coffee shop or town or wherever where it was supposedly found this morning. So, organizations are definitely, paying for that. So, all right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. We had something. Where did it go? Los Angeles is thinking about a $30 an hour minimum wage. That'll help out the economy a lot down there. How many more stores will figure out a way to go automated or move or close? These people, they just don't understand it. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, do non-citizens have constitutional rights?
I believe they have some. Yes, I think they do.
Okay. It's been a question in my mind for a long time. Yeah. Anyway, you saw somebody here in El Paso found that on a on a coffee shop floor.
It doesn't say where. It just says a coffee shop this morning. But damn it, who knows? Could have been in Louisville.
Well, I guess
could have been in Louisville, Kentucky, for all I know. I don't. I'm not sure. But these things are, handed out, these groups and organizations. I mean, this is not new. It's the first time I've ever seen one. Because when this whole ICE thing started, again, I forget the name of the group. They had these cards. And there's a group here in the county, like many counties around the state, that were publicly stating that, for people of such and such, that these things are available and helping them with their rights.
So I haven't watched anything or heard much, but there was some rioting down at the jail for a couple of days causing disruption concerning the ICE people, right?
Well, Chris, it wasn't a couple of days, was it? It was just short-lived.
It was one afternoon on a Sunday. I haven't heard anything about this lasting for a couple of days. Unless they've been stationed outside.
No,
that's my bad.
And I wouldn't describe it as a riot. It was just protesters. They were, doing the adult things. They were calling the ICE agents names.
Yeah. right.
And it was a little bit more than you bad people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you don't have a good argument, you just throw ad hominem, right?
Well,
anyway,
yeah,
the liberal way.
Yeah, and the picture and the video that I've seen here, these are not spring chickens that are doing this either.
No, really.
Yeah. They all look like at least the females in this one, look like they like Joan Baez music.
Oh, whatever that means.
Okay, well, I don't mean to go above your head.
Thanks.
Okay.
Good morning.
All right. Let's see here on the email. I couldn't agree more with your, sentiment? That the politicians making the ridiculous rules for our state are morons. Additionally, it's my personal belief that they're doing these things on purpose because they're getting paid by for an interest. It's only my opinion. I don't have any proof other than their actions. Well, I would agree with you because I this book that I've been mentioning, Extortion, it points out a lot of these type of opinions that people have that I stopped reading the book a couple of days ago because there's so much in there that my brain is exploding while I'm trying to go to bed. So I'm back to reading Friedrich Bastiat's The Law because I'm fascinated by his views and opinions from the late 1840s. They're pinpoint. But this extortion book points out what this gentleman's email said. They're not stupid. There's money involved in this. And that's on both sides of the fence. When pet projects or beliefs are being pushed and so forth, we know that. I mean, we were talking about COVID a couple of days ago. The money involved in that. The people that got money. The EV push. The companies that got millions, and if not billions of dollars of federal, our money, to do these type of things. I just mentioned the other day, Ford lost almost $20 billion on this effort. Somebody was making money on this. So that's the old, you know, the old saying, follow the money. And again, I highly recommend this book, Extortion. When I get back to reading it, I'll try to remember to write the gentleman's, the author's name and bring it in. But I need to take a break from it. It's just, it's overload for me trying to comprehend. And the amount of examples he uses and the money and how it ties in with these certain bills, et cetera, et cetera. It's absolutely amazing. I'm surprised. Oh, I don't even know how old the book is. I know it mentions Harry Reid and the Blunt family in Missouri, so it's not that old. But anyway, there's just a couple of things. All right, let's see here. I mentioned Valley Forge today and the importance of it and how we talk about the history. By the way, I don't know if this will be a national story, perhaps it will be, but another person in the United States is dead because of a sanctuary program in a Democratic-run county. An illegal immigrant allegedly murdered someone about a day or two after they were released. This is in Northern Virginia. A man was found shot dead in his home Wednesday. The suspected shooter, 23-year-old, I don't want to give the dirtbag's name, an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, residing in the United States, had been in custody Tuesday on malicious wounding and brandishing a firearm charges, but police released him after the Fairfax County Commonwealth Attorney's Office dropped the charges. And then allegedly this piece of human debris went out and killed somebody. Now, this guy has been in and out of jail. Again, this is a ongoing story that we see on these people that do harm like this. They have been arrested multiple times, and now somebody is dead because of the decision of a useless attorney general, or at least the Commonwealth Attorney's Office. And so this is over and over. I don't know if at any point Americans are going to say they've had enough. You know, I brought up the statistic the other day, particularly in California, where not a lot of people in California are in favor of these quote-unquote ICE raids. I just think it's ICE people doing their job. And yet, it was about 51 or 52% of people in California, they don't like it. But in another poll, and it was at the same time, 60% in California said they want something done about the border. I don't know how you get thinking like that. Anyway, that's just another one of the stories here that it's become routine, and nobody's shocked by it anymore, and that's dangerous. I don't know if this makes sense regarding that, but for those of you that grew up in the generation that were absolutely horrified on what you heard in that summer in the late 60s of the Manson murders, that was horrific. And now things like that that may happen, maybe not to that extent, but when we see these horrific things happening, we've almost become numb to them. And including this story about this piece of human debris that gets released and had a history. So anyway, there you go. Let's see here. This day in history, The Homecoming, A Christmas Story. Not what you think. It was a TV movie about the Walton family is aired on CBS. Its success led to the long-running TV series The Waltons, about a family in rural Virginia during the Great Depression and World War II. The Earl Hammer created The Waltons, whose characters were based on his book, and the 1963 movie Spencer's Mountain, which was based on his own upbringing. I never saw The Waltons, so I can't tell you what it's about. Don't know anything about it. And another one that premiered on this day was A Clockwork Orange, which I've never seen either. So I guess I've missed out. And it was on this day in 1973 that, this is funny, Johnny Carson, he created the toilet paper panic. And he did it during his monologue, which people may have maybe thought twice about it. He said, you know, we've got all sorts of shortages these days, but have you heard the latest? And I'm not kidding you. I saw it in the papers. There's a shortage of toilet paper. So the panicked public then began hoarding toilet paper, causing empty shelves, which further panicked people, causing a real shortage. Carson was commenting on a statement by a U.S. congressman who had made the remarks about the government falling short of securing bids to provide toilet paper for its troops, and we hope we don't have to ration toilet paper. Now, again, this was during the Arab oil embargo, which was causing shortages and long lines for gas lines, so the mere mention of a possible shortage became a self-fulfilling philosophy. Well, Carson did have that kind of influence. Let's see here. Extortion. There it is. How politicians extract your money, buy votes, and line their own pockets. It's from October of 2013. It's available on Amazon for $9.74. Peter Schweitzer is the name. Again, it's extortion. It's extortion. So there you go. Thanks for, I don't know if you looked that up yourself or you have the book, but it's an absolutely amazing book. And I think a must read. A must read for everybody to know what's happening behind closed doors, or in some cases right in front of our very faces, regarding the government on both sides of the aisle and what they have been doing and what they continue to do to us. Now, let's see here. One last thing. Ripley's Believe It or Not, it was a comic strip originally, and it debuted in 1918. Boy, that was the Ripley's. I think there was a show, Ripley's Believe It or Not, in the 1980s or 1990s? I can't remember, but I think it was one of those Saturday night things. Maybe some of you remember. All right. Well, if you do remember, we don't have time, because that's what we don't have. We're out of time on this Friday edition.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The county sheriff's office responded to a report earlier this week regarding a child sexual abuse allegation. The sheriff's office conducted an investigation immediately, and two victims were identified, both females under the age of 14. The sheriff's office arrested 67-year-old Victor Manuel Villamendina of Napomo. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo Range Improvement Association, will begin a prescribed burn today at Huasna Ranch. The burn will go through 679 acres of vegetation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Open Mic Friday, Darcy and Kenny this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Pure Country tomorrow morning. Then how Nashville got its name, Music City, and also the trio, Dolly and Linda Ronstadt and Emmy Lou Harris. Diane can't make it tomorrow. And then Jimmy will be in. Football course on Sundays. Enjoy your weekend and the festivities in Atascadero and elsewhere you go. San Miguel Parade. Have fun. We'll be back Monday this hour. Oh, Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.